That the Right Side Way is brought to you by Stan McDonald. Stan McDonald, partner at the law firm of Wilmer and Lee. He's a 30-year veteran of the practice of law. He is a longtime conservative. And yes, indeed, he is the daily sponsor of the Right Side Way. So if you were listening to the show yesterday, you heard a brief snippet that yesterday the lovely Charlene let me know. She's done with buying makeup from Ulta. There you go. Done with buying makeup from Ulta. Well, that's a brick-and-mortar store, if you're not familiar, that specializes in selling women's makeup and hair care products and all of that. You may recall that in that discussion yesterday, we briefly discussed the fact that Ulta, the national chain of ladies' makeup stores, has decided it would just be a great brand enhancement for them to use a bearded, so-called non-binary freak show guy who stars as a stylist on the show Queer Eye as one of their product line sponsors. Well, the online rave of madness was really something. As the new makeup hawker pranced into an Ulta store, wearing a silky dress with his long hair and his well-groomed beard, gushing and squealing and using schoolgirl giggles to watch the unveiling of his bearded likeness on a store display. I mean, what in the actual name of all that's real and reasonable was that even about? And let's not look aside from the fact that this is a man. This is a man mocking a representation of women. Real men don't act like that. And by the way, real women don't act like that either. Every time you see a drag queen, keep in mind that what you're seeing is the clown world of the gay community. They mock women by donning garish makeup and flamboyant clothing and enhancing their body parts, and they overhype their mannerisms in a clownish representation of women's behavior. But it's not women. And in truth, these are really not men when you get down to it. Real men don't mock women. Real men don't pretend to be women. Real men don't leave their manhood behind. Well, the war on manhood was already underway, and then Dylan Mulvaney showed up on all places a Bud Light can. Well, the fact that a biological male can be applauded as an influencer for prancing on videos and celebrating 365 days to girlhood is a clear indication something has gone awry. And therein lies part of the problem. It is certainly an issue that there are those who believe or desire to be the opposite sex, but it is made worse by the fawning left-wing media who brands actual manhood as toxic while somehow giving credibility to the incredible actions of used-to-be men who pretend to be women. You can see it in women's sports as dudes now proclaim themselves to be dudettes and cowards who run sports programs who refuse to look them in the eye and tell them they need psychological help. They just affirm them and then put them in all of the testosterone glory they have into the estrogen pool and let them swim with the girls. Meanwhile, real girls, who have trained for years to be at the top of their game, risk injury and loss of their dreams because the cowards in our society don't stand up to the imaginations of the progressive left. Look, I read a book a while back. I think I've mentioned it on the show before. It's a small book by best-selling author Stephen Pressfield. Stephen Pressfield, the book's called The Warrior Ethos. Pressfield's actually one of my favorite authors. He wrote the epic historical novel called Gates of Fire about the 300 Spartans who stood in the face of overwhelming odds against the mighty Persian army. But in this other book, The Warrior Ethos, Pressfield takes a chapter at a time to describe such politically incorrect things as duty, honor, and country. Having a sense of humor under fire, the essence of courage, a sense of civility and love coming from positions of strength, providing aid and support to the weak and emboldening others. He talks about things like inner wars and outer wars and how to train up young men to be old warriors. Well, these attitudes, these character traits, if you will, many of which are learned behaviors, are not just for soldiers. Truthfully, they're not just for men. I mean, women can have undaunted courage. Women can face crisis with grace and poise. I'm married to a woman like that. I help raise a woman like that. My son is like that, and he's married to a woman like that. But today, for the next couple of minutes, and in the first dipper, today, I'm just going to be talking about men. It's what I know. I am one. I have been for a lot of years. But more than just being biologically male, I was also raised to be a man. I mean, it's possible to be a male and not be manly, right? It's possible to leave behind all that God intended in the male of our species. And by the way, nothing good comes from that. Nothing whatsoever. Allie Beth Stuckey, who was a Christian conservative influencer, she wrote a great piece that I've quoted here on the show before. It was titled, Make Men Masculine Again. It's worth the read, by the way. Because like I said, there's a movement on the left to try and neuter manhood, to enshrine the beta male as the role model for our civilized society, and I say hogwash to that. In her article that I really enjoyed, Stuckey made the point that when you try to make men more like women, you don't get less toxic masculinity, you get more. Why? Because in her words, bad men don't become good when they stop being men. They become good when they stop being bad. Aggression, violence, unbridled ambition, she said, they can't be eliminated from the male psyche, they can only be harnessed. And when they're harnessed, they're tools for good, not for harm. Stuckey went on to elaborate then that, quote, the answer to toxic masculinity isn't less masculinity, it's just better masculinity. And we know what that looks like, she said. It's a young man opening the door for a girl on the first date. It's a father working long hours to provide for his family. It's a soldier who's willing to risk his life to defend his country. And the growing problem in today's society, y'all, is not that there are men are too masculine, it's just that they're not masculine enough. Stuckey went on to point out that when men embrace their masculinity in a way that is healthy and productive, they are leaders and warriors and heroes. And when they deny their masculinity, they run away from responsibilities and they leave destruction and despair in their wake. And the consequences can be seen everywhere in our society. So yeah, understand me when I say this. True masculinity is not defined by your age, your status, or your outward appearance. It's a compilation of what I would say are more esoteric things like character, like this warrior ethos I told you about work ethic, about care and concern for others, about self-sacrifice, about courage. And it's the little things sometimes. It's the little things that we need to teach the next generation of men to do better as a matter of muscle memory. Things like standing up to bullies, like speaking out for your beliefs, like sacrificing a little of your me time to go play with your child, like opening the door for your wife, telling her she's the most important person in your life, like paying your employees before you pay yourself, like checking on a friend in need. Again, don't confuse this monologue with some kind of preconceived notion of the poster boy for true masculinity. It's not. You do not have to be the Marlboro Man. You do not have to be a member of SEAL Team 6 or somebody who knows how to spit dip without getting it on your shirt. You can be rough without losing your civility. You can have calloused hands and still wear a tie to work every day. You can be a father separated from your kids and you can still be a daddy to them. So yeah, it's true. The attitude of roughness and masculinity gets often embodied in a mental picture of like harsh ruggedness, right? George Orwell said, people sleep peaceably in their beds at night only because rough men stand ready to do violence on their behalf. And yes, in my days, I've known a lot of dudes, a lot of action guys, a lot of operators, members of America's elite special operations, first responders, dudes with grit and determination. And by the way, a lot of them did not fit what you might think to be the visual stereotypical mold. How about that? It's not always how they look on the outside. It's who they are on the inside. Even in the Bible, when he was preparing to crown the future king of Israel, Samuel was taken aback that it would wind up being David, a small guy, the least among his family, and the least among the tribes. But God told Samuel in 1 Samuel 16:7, he said, the Lord sees not as man sees, for man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Look, I don't care if you've never earned a medal. I don't care if you haven't got a penny to your name. I don't care if you have a physical disability. I don't care if you've made mistakes in your past. I don't care about any of that. Hear me when I say this. Society is better off if men will act like men with a sense of masculinity that transcends their outward appearance. If they do that, it will definitely resonate to all around them. So yeah, going back to that article by Allie Beth Stuckey, she concluded better than I could have by saying these things. She said, the devaluation of masculinity won't end well because feminine passive men don't stop evil. Passive men don't defend or protect or provide. Passive men don't lead. Passive men don't do things we have always needed men to do for society to thrive. She said, rape and murder and war, they all have two things in common. There are bad men who do the raping, murdering, and the warring, and weak men who won't stop them. We need good men who will. She said, it's not masculinity that's toxic. It's the lack of it. So well done. So well put. So yeah, Dylan Mulvaney is not a woman, but he ain't much of a man either. Masculinity is on the rebound, I think. I think it's becoming fashionable, vogue again, to actually say, you know what? Hey, let's get her done. And by the way, in the course of it all, let's remember, be the man. We need it. We need men to be men, to act like men, to lead and to love like men. Our nation and our world is always better when they do. That's a wrap for The Right Side Way.